please.
2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 9. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and all times, having all that you need, you will be abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever.
Thank you. Hey, Gems and Cadets, this is a familiar part of the Bible for you because all year this is what you've been talking about and thinking about. And I should actually have just said, why don't you guys all come up and you give the sermon today? And I think that would have been great. Maybe next year, I'll maybe start thinking about that. Yeah, maybe. You know, the question, why? You know, when I was a little bit younger and I had kids that were smaller than you guys, they had this annoying habit of asking me why. I'd say to them, eat all your vegetables. And instead of saying, okay, Dad, they said, why? And I said, well, it'll make you healthy and strong. And they said, why? And I said, because there's vitamins in it, and it'll make you, give you strong bones. And they said, why? And I said, well, because vitamins work that way. They kind of build your cells strong. And they'd say, why? And I'd finally say, because I said so. Eat your vegetables. That's kind of what we do. But the reason that kids, little kids, ask why is I think because they want to understand, right? You can just be told something, you just do it, but if you don't understand why you're doing something, then you don't enjoy doing it, you don't feel good about doing it, you're just doing what you're told. Asking the question why is really important. This year, your theme for both the Gems and the Cadets has been be a blessing. And the question that I asked myself when I saw what your theme was why? Why should I be a blessing? Why should you be a blessing? And I think that there's a whole bunch of good reasons why you should be a blessing. And I know because I've heard from your counselors, and I know because I've watched you on Thursday evenings when you're in the church, when you're doing your club stuff, I could tell that you were being blessings. That by coming to Gems or coming to Cadets, by engaging in the fun things, because I saw there was some woodworking stuff, I saw some first aid training, I saw some cupcake making, I saw games in the hallway, right? All these things that you did, I could tell that you were being a blessing. I saw you paying attention to your counselors. I saw you being kind to the other kids in your club. I just saw a whole lot of blessing going on. So it was really clear to me that this year that you have learned the lesson. You have understood what your counselors were trying to teach you because you were being a blessing. Now, the question why? But why did you do that? Why were you a blessing to those other people in your club or in your cadre? Why were you a blessing to your counselors? Why were you a blessing to your families? Why were you a blessing to me? And to this church, that you are being a blessing in all kinds of ways. And as I looked at this Bible passage that you've been working on all year, I saw really it came down to there's three reasons that I saw why you should be a blessing, why it is good to be a blessing. The first reason is, it sounds kind of selfish, but you should be a blessing because it's good for you. The person who is a blessing is blessed herself, or is blessed himself. Because being the kind of person that blesses others makes you happy, makes you feel good. There's all kinds of benefit to being a blessing that you receive. If you're the kind of person that says, I'm not going to bless anybody, I'm just going to be kind of a crabby, old, selfish, do-nothing kind of a person, you're not going to enjoy life. You're not going to have good relationships. You're going to be sad, angry, ticked off all the time. But if you are a blessing, it's good for you because it affects you. As you bless, you receive a benefit, a blessing from it. So that's important to say, and I think it's important for you to think about, but I want you to know that that's not the only thing. There are some people that say, you should do good things because imagine if no one does any good. Imagine how terrible your life will be. If no one does nice things, you will not be happy. So, be nice to others so that other people will be nice to you. The reason you're being nice is so that you are happy. It's all really all about you. Even as you do things for others, It's for a selfish motive. Well, that's not right to think that way. There are benefits that we receive. Being good, being a blessing to others, does make us happy. Creating a society where good things happen does have benefits that flow back to us. But that's not the only reason. If people say the only reason you do good is so that you can receive good back, say, oh, that's only part of the story. That's only a little bit of it. You also want to do good things. You want to be a blessing. Secondly, so that others are blessed. If you're a Christian person, you should say, what I want is to help other people. To be kind to other people. If somebody's having a hard time, I want to come along and comfort them. If they're struggling, I want to help them to overcome it. I want them to basically have a good life because I care for them. Jesus cared for me, so I'm going to care for others. And I saw that, and I also saw in you that you were doing good things simply so that you could bless the people in your club. I saw you being nice so that you could bless your counselors. I saw you being nice because as your moms and dads came and picked you up when the day was evening over, I saw you being polite to your parents. I saw you being nice to your little brothers and sisters. I saw that you kids were indeed being a blessing to others. So why be a blessing? So that others can be happy, so that others can enjoy life, so they can not feel bad about themselves because you encourage them. So you be a blessing. Why? For the sake of other people. Not just for you. That's the first reason, but that's a decent reason, but it's not the only reason. It's also so that you can be a blessing to others, so that they are happy, so that they can enjoy life, so they can feel decent about themselves. Right? If somebody's picking on some poor kid, right? Maybe who knows why? Maybe they're new. Maybe they don't speak English very well. Maybe they look different. Maybe, who knows what reason that people pick on other people. But a gem and a cadet is going to be a blessing by saying, don't do that. Don't treat that person like that. You're not being kind. You're not being nice. That's not right. And I am going to stand with the person who is being picked on because, in your mind, you say, because Jesus says, I need to be a blessing. And I'm going to be a blessing to this person who is marginalized or put on the sidelines or picked on. Say, no one is going to pick on a kid when I'm around because they're going to have to pick on me too. Because I am going to be a blessing to this person. So, why do you be a blessing? So that you indeed find blessings yourself. Secondly, and maybe even more importantly, so that others in your circle, because we're all part of circles, we're a family circle, we're a friendship circle, we're a school circle, we're a gem circle, we're a cadet circle, we're in all these different circles. Every circle that you're in, you are called to be a blessing, to make sure that what happens in that circle is good and happy and positive, that it is a blessing. So there's two reasons, right? So why be a blessing? Why? Well, because it'll benefit me personally. Secondly, why? Why be a blessing? Why? Because there are people that need a blessing. And I am the one that's put in place so that I can do that. Okay, is that it? Is that the only two reasons? One, two? I said there were three, so you know there's another one. The third reason why you should be a blessing is because that blesses God. Because Jesus is blessed by you being a blessing. You know, God, we call him the Creator. He's the one that made everything, right? Everything you can imagine. Every plant, every rock, every person, every animal, every star, everything was made by God. And he wanted all of that everything to be blessed. And he put people on earth, he made people, he created people so that they could bless the whole creation. Every little bit of it. Other people, the environment, every job and school and everything, God made so that people could be blessed through it. And then this thing, sin came and things got ugly and messed up. And Jesus came to correct all of that brokenness. And the church, God's people, Christians like you, are put on the planet so that you can bring blessing back to creation. And when God looks at you, he's in heaven, he's looking down, right? And he sees us and he loves us, but he says, I got a job for you. My job for you is to be a blessing, right? To show kindness to people, to speak truth into the world, to do those things that are right. And when we do that, yeah, we're being blessed. The people around us are being blessed. But you know what else happens? God looks down and he just has a great big smile on his face. He says, look at these gems and look at these cadets. Look at these kids who are doing the things that bring blessing into the world. They're doing what I want. They're making the world the kind of place that I want it to be again. And that just pleases God. So, be a blessing. Why? Because it blesses you. Be a blessing. Why? Because it blesses others. Be a blessing. Why? Because it blesses God. And maybe that's the best reason of all. Right? We love God because he created us. We love God because he saved us. We love God because he's with us. We love God because he gives us hope. All that great stuff. And now we can be a blessing to God by letting this world be the kind of place as much as we can in whatever little circle we're in, we're being a blessing. So, thank you for this year. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for being the kind of people that are feeling the blessing yourself. Thank you for being the kind of people that are blessing those all around you. And thank you for being the blessing that blesses God and puts a smile on his face. Cadet year, the GEMS year, is kind of winding up, right? Pretty soon it's going to be summer. The warm days will come back. And we're going to go on vacations, and we're going to be going to camps and all this kind of stuff. Be a blessing this summer. And then summer's going to be over, and you're going to go back to school, and you're going to go back to GEMS or back to cadets. Maybe some of you are graduating out of it, and maybe you'll become junior counselors. But whatever it is, when the new year starts, don't forget the lessons of this year, and make sure that you are being a blessing for yourself, for the people around you, and for God. That's the will of God for you. Be a blessing. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be blessings. Thank you that our GEMS and our cadets have been blessings. Thank you for the counselors who have been teaching them these lessons. Thank you that what I say today is just echoing all the things that they have been teaching. And we ask, Lord, that it's not just the GEMS and cadets who are blessings. We pray that every one of us, in whatever place in life we are, and whatever our responsibilities are, and no matter what circles we are part of, help us, Lord, in each of them to be blessings, so that we are blessed, so that others are blessed, so that you are blessed. And we say this, we pray this so thankfully and so earnestly, and we say it in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.